Okay. Can you? You guys can hear me in the back. Great.
No.
Okay. Everybody get sheets. Okay. So we are fast tracking this for the Shana Bet because we are on such a high level that we're starting with part two of a two-part series in the halachas of yichud. The part one was the definitions of what yichud is and what yichud is not.
Thank you.
And we have a chashash whether or not yichud is min haTorah. This is not yet on your sheets. Today's shiur will focus on the actual practical shilas of yichud, different types of shilas that involve yichud in the workplace and in other areas, and some, I think, grand chedushim that we'll see. The Gemara mentions this at least three times. The Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Pei Amud Beis discusses this and says, Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yishmael remez liyichud min haTorah. Where is the remez? And it quotes, of course, the Pasach. So the question becomes, remez doesn't seem to be Lashon Torah. Comes along the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph, and repeats this. Remez liyichud min haTorah minayim. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vav. Right? There, it says again, remez liyichud min haTorah minayim. However, in the Rambam codifies Halach in Asuri Bia, in Perek Chaf Beis, Halacha Aleph, he discusses the Isser of Yichud, and then in Halacha Beis, he says, the Isser Yichud Ha'arayos Mipi HaKabbalah. So everybody jumps and pounces upon what does it mean Alpi Kabbalah. So this is a machlekes in some of the great commentators on the Rambam to learn out Mipi Kabbalah, is it Midrash or not. This is a general machlekes when the Rambam says the word Kabbalah or not. For our purposes, it appears to be that many hold that it could be an Isser Min HaTorah. In fact, Rav Osher Weiss, in his newest Sefer, Mamish Hot Off the Press, which we'll be quoting in the practical cases that we'll be giving, so Rav Osher Weiss also asks on this. If you look based on the Rambam, the Kira Sefer, other commentaries, of course, the Kesef Mishnah, Magalis Maimonos, discusses whether or not we hold that it's Min HaDoraisa. It could have a Nafkaminas. Rav Osher Weiss, I think, concludes that he thinks that there is room to say that there is actually a deraisa, and then there aren't as many snifim lahakel. The major two points that are important is the Gemara in Kedushin on Pei Aleph. So the Gemara continues from the Gemara that we quoted and discusses a very important point. Amar Rava Bala Be'ir discusses two integral points. One is something called Bala Be'ir, and this is going to be the Ikar discussion. You need to have two terms defined in order to discuss anything in the realm of Yichud, and certainly what we would call Heterim in Yichud. Bala Be'ir is Ein Choshashim Mishum Yichud. If the husband is what we call in town, so there's no Chashash of Yichud. Comes along Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef, there's another thing, Pesach Besuach L'Rishos HaRabbim. Ein Choshashim Mishum Yichud. These two points are the integral part of understanding any Yichud. And that is their stipulation number one, a husband that is in the ear, we'll define that, but it would seem to say that if a husband is working in the same town as where the wife is, she, as Rashi tells us, has this idea of that the husband can come at any time, or as it's defined, Eimas HaBaal Aleha. Okay? This is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosos. If you look on this Gemara, again, it's not for our discussion. I took away the lumdus in order to do practical ramifications, but if you look at that Rashi and Pei Aleph, against the Tosfos, exactly what the ramifications are. Whether or not it's a, according to Tosfos, Ein Chashashan, Ein Choshashin Mizah, there's no Chashash. Or according to Rashi, that you don't get Malkus, there's no Chi of Malkus, there's a huge Nafkamina, obviously, whether or not it's Mutter. We assume, like Tosfos, that it is actually Mutter today. Obviously, there are those that disagree, but we assume that these are two Etayim. So the first one we need to define, which is Baal Ba'ir. So Baal Ba'ir is going to be defined as following, right? Pashut. Is that the husband is in the same geographical city, where Moshe defines what exactly is Baal Ba'ir. So if you look now, we could already segue to source number one. Source number one is Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a kuntris in Shelz Tshuvas of the Igros Moshe in Chelek Dalet. And Simon Sadache is a kuntris on Yichud, where, and of course, on many other places, Rav Moshe discusses Yichud. So if you look at the first source, Imabala Chodesh Mebeis HaSurim. So what happens in a case where a husband is in jail, but the wife, they have beautiful, great real estate, they live across the street from the jail. So is there Baal Be'ir, would Baal Be'ir apply or not? What do you say?
Depends how you understand Amos Baal. If it's Amos in terms of like a psychological fear, then he's still in the area.
Very good. Very interesting, yeah. So it would seem to be practically, one would say that the husband can never come out. He can't get it come out of jail. Ah, you're going to tie it to me, maybe in a second he can come out. I don't think so. This is actually halacha lemaisa, because Rav Osher Weiss also brings in the sefer different shadows that were discussed in cases of a woman who is, a man who is a nebuch terminally ill, and he's sitting in the hospital, but he's ba'ir. So what are we going to say? Bala ba'ir. So it's very beautifully pointed out. I think it's a very nice point. The Ema Sabal could be that she still has a fear of the husband, and that applies. Or even, maybe I could say it even a little bit better, that as Rav Asher Weiss points out, again, these are based on a notable achronim, that it is possible that she will actually, he will wake up. He'll show up. Lahavdil, but it reminds me of a case I once asked Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. The Briskers have a minhag not to wear tzitzis on Shabbos. Anybody know why?
Carrying. Because if the thing is,
What?
It doesn't count as a really
aggressive thing. No. Better. Say better.
I forgot what it was.
Very good. So is there carrying because, according to what we hold, as we know, the Baal HaMor has a shita. We don't hold like this shita. Mostly don't. Rav Aaron did, and other briskers. That tchelis is ma'akev. Rav Aaron did not feel that the tchelis we have today is worthy of even if it was worthy, I should say. The tchelis, even if it was worthy, as Rav Aaron would often discuss, there's no mesorah for it in this generation. Once we stop wearing tchelis, so the brisker shita was Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Yosef Dov and Rav Aaron. So they held that it wouldn't matter. Whether it is or it isn't, it's not a discussion. Whether it was from the Radziners or from the current one. So he says that according to the Baal HaMor, Tchelis is Ma'akev. Is Ma'akev. So what does that mean? It means that a person is not allowed to wear, what are we wearing today? We're wearing Levanim. The Levanim, the strings that are white, is what? The Levanim today are not tzitzis the way that they should be. And therefore, he was the chashash that if you have no Erev, which Rav Aaron held is really no kosher Erev, there's no such thing. Briskers also hold you can't have a kosher Erev, but it was a whole other thing. And therefore what? Therefore you're going to walk outside, it's carrying. So what about the following Shiloh? With all due respect, Rav Aaron, at the times when Rav Aaron was confined to a wheelchair, so he's not getting up or going anywhere. You're allowed to wear tzitzis in your house. So to that, Rav Aaron would answer, how do you know I'm not going to get up tomorrow morning and be 100% cured? That's, he had this beautiful amount of bitachon. So maybe we say the same thing, that who knows, in the case of a critically ill person, maybe in fact they'll be able to get up. Maybe there are obviously cases of that, where patients they thought were about to die wake up, even for briefly they wake up. So in the case Rav Moshe brings, somebody's in jail, so mistama, this would not count for yichud. And he says, he quotes the Rashi, as we just said, Baal HaBi'ir, Atam Deheter, but Baal HaBi'ir, whom Itam. Fine. So he says, so Shayach, when he's in Beis Yerushalayim, how can it be Shayach? Why? Because it doesn't matter. And then he discusses what's important for us. Medina Zu, the New York, Kishabala Hu Ba'ir, Abal Yaduahu, La. Shehalach, La Katzer, Ha'ir. La Katzer, it goes all the way on the other side. Shemibayis Adamokam, Shehalach, it's going to take hours for him to get home. So even though physically he's in what we call New York, the five boroughs, she's sitting all the way in Washington Heights, let's say, like the farthest end of the borough, and he, where is he? He's all the way in Queens. Yishkoyach, Baal HaBi'ir. And it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So this guy's not coming home for 2 hours. So he says, how can you consider that to be Baal HaBi'ir? Shehu shav, it's Aruch L'shav, and he's going to wait. That's not Baal HaBi'ir. So then he gives another thing, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention, which is important. What if he's a worker that, you know, he doesn't get off from work? Right? Or better yet said, across the street from where you live, there's a hospital. Your husband's a chush of a doctor. So he calls the wife before and he says, I'm about to go into surgery now, I'm a neurosurgeon, I'll be out in 6 hours. So Baal HaBi'ir, he's not coming home for 6 hours, pasha. And I don't think she's going to be scared enough to say, well, maybe the surgery ended, maybe he'll, maybe he's, my husband's not such a good doctor, so maybe he'll kill the patient. So then after an hour, he'll be home. So that's not a chashash. So Baal HaBi'ir is the first important point of Baal HaBi'ir means that we have a chashash that the husband is in town, and therefore she's going to be nervous to be miyached with a man. So what would happen? This is a maisa shebechol yom. What happens? Where the husband now, this is a really maisa shebechol yom, where the husband, I'm sorry, in the home you would have, let's say a plumber, the plumber comes, the electrician comes, whatever it is. So now this is a shiri shayla. How is she allowed to be in the house, the wife, with the husband? With, I'm sorry, sorry. Where should he be allowed to be? With who? With the worker. What's the heter? So maybe one of the heterim is going to be what we call Bala Be'ira. She knows her husband's in the, she's going to be nervous. Well, she's not going to do anything with this guy because she knows the Bala Be'ira. That's heter number one. Ah, you could ask a good question. Does Bala Be'ira apply to... Yeah, I'm sorry, you had the good question?
I'm saying, wouldn't that be saying that? Like, it means like, this should really never be issue.
What do you mean?
Because like, saying it was due to her being...
First of all, most husbands don't work at beer.
No, I'm saying it, but even seems to say like, it's bringing you down, saying like, if she's worried, like, oh, any time he could be coming home, right?
Yeah.
So like, I'm saying that's with anything. Like, even in the case of, oh, under certain circumstances, whatever his job is, like, obviously, like, let's say you have somebody, you know for a fact, like, from day, Sunday to month to whatever it is to Friday, he always, like, one day he comes over, like, every so often he does get off work earlier. Like, she has no idea. I'm saying, like, you can always find that for any issue. Like, for any...
I think there is a general assumption, depending on what the husband does for a living, that's what the aim of the Baal is going to be. If she's pushing, not scared, because she knows 9 times out of 10 this guy never comes home at this time. It's not possible. I mean, these are the stories of Rachman al-Islan. Obviously not in our world, but we hear in the Gentile world about okay, I'm trying to be nice, right, the husband comes home early and catches him. You're right. So you show that certain in our generation there is no, by the way, the whole reason why I wanted to choose this topic, of course, is I'm trying to focus on what I call Shovavim topics. And if you look, if you don't skip for a moment, we'll start with the end, even though we've been doing this for 10 minutes. So if you look at source number 6 just shows the beauty of the internet. When I Googled this, I wanted to find a little bit more material on it, and I did it in Hebrew, so this came up. This is something, I don't have no idea what this is. It's a Chover on Snius for those from Chachmei Teiman. Rav Boaz would be very happy that I quoted this. And he writes something that I think is apropos for Shovim. B'chol ha'doros, ha'davar hekshe b'yosef etorah l'roiv l'koif l'kayim. This parsha of Arayos is something that comes up all the time. And there's a choivus al b'nei Adam to be koivish as yitzro, as yitzahara, l'hazahir, l'lishmo mikol davarah. We prat min yuchud. And dafka, when it comes to yuchud, is to be so careful because it's a gedda that we established, or at least according to what we said, Pashmul Chashash is a deraisa, is something that is even worse today. It's a goyrim aver gadol. Again, what we're going to find out is that what we're nervous about here is Pasha, 1, 2, 3. We're worried about bia. We're worried about having relations with another man. Kal v'choymer bizmanenu. Kal v'choymer in our times. She'lefini adoyros nebuch. What's going on in our generation of pritzos and all these different things, we have to be even more careful. So I think in Shovim, the yichud is something we should focus on, something within our power to control, because establishing gedorim are the number one thing to not falling into this. So back to Rav Moshe. So that's the first thing. The other question is going to become, how about this? Is there such an inyan of ishto ba'ir? My wife is in, and now I'm home alone, and the housekeeper comes. The husband's home for the day, and the housekeeper comes. But I know my wife is in the community, she's working. What do you think the halach is? What do you think? Why wouldn't it be? I'll throw that out to you. Why wouldn't it be the same thing?
He says Bala Be'ira.
No, come on. Push it. Is a man afraid of his wife? It's not a joke.
Yeah.
I am, but yeah. No, you understand what the shayla is? The shayla is the husband going to be afraid to be with this woman, being like, okay, my wife, she's not coming. If she comes home, I'll make an excuse, I'll say something, she won't even know what's going on.
She's not scared of getting beat up, she's scared of...
I'm getting caught. I'm going to be getting caught, right? Amos, but is it Amos Ishtar allowed? So most of the posts can disagree 100% and say no. There's no such thing. However, there is a sniff lahakel here. Very interesting. Source number 2. It's quoted for the Oyle Yeshurin, Save Oyle Yeshurin. Famous. Safer. It's actually a safer in English. There's a number of them. Moide Yeshurin as well. And so here he says as follows. Here he asked, this was a question to Rav Moshe. There's a lot of psukim. He learned by Rav Moshe or Felder. So he learned by, so he says like this. A man may remain alone with two women. If one of them is his wife, this is, seems to be Pasha, this is also applies when his wife is asleep. So this is an important shaila as well. This happens sometimes. What happens? Your wife goes up Friday night, she goes up early to sleep, and you have a woman sleeping in the house, or let's say you're a teacher in a seminary, let's say, right? And you have a girl, she's sleeping. So you have to run upstairs now to go to sleep the same time as your wife? So maybe that's a good idea on other levels. You shouldn't be alone with it. I don't know. But according to Halacha, you don't have to do that. There still ain't there. You're free. Your wife can come down at any time. What about if your wife is blind? This applies to a husband as well. So we also there assume that there's still an inyan of Ema. That even though he can't physically see, still a person would be nervous.
Doesn't sounds...
What?
Do sounds count?
No. It doesn't have to do with sense. And also we know that people who are blind have a very good sense of what's going on. Or even another woman present on a permanent basis. Right? Fine. So those are the...
What about like bun in the ear? Kids
not. No, that's a whole different heter in general.
Well,
is there a difference between?
You want to say if kids aren't home, but they're coming home from school or every day they're going to come home?
No. Well, if children are in the house physically, yeah. But you have no aim of your kids, I don't think so.
You mean the kid's going to tell their parent, no?
No. I don't think so. So, comes along this important point. This is a chiddush nifla. Number two, in source number two. A man may not remain alone with a woman if his wife is not present. Although, if she is in the same city, unless she's close by or returned in a short time. Look at the footnote. Kamosha Kasim in Maran. This is talking about Rav Moshe. Shagam she ishta b'makam karov. And she's coming home very, very soon. Mishat mu'at mikra ishto imo. Chiddush nifla. But Torah, right? And this is what the halacha would be. Again, you hear the word? Now you're going to be afraid. So I don't know what extent this goes to. So some say no. Rav Moshe meant mamish karov. I heard this from some. And mamish karov meaning in the same house or she's outside or by. She's going to come home in a second. So I don't know what this means. She's close. Close what? Close across the street neighbor or close? She's at Shepherdshire. I don't know. Something we should look into. I know many don't hold like this. If it's that on top of something else, then maybe you can use it. I told you there was another sniff of a hakel besides Bala Be'ir, and this applies to you guys, you should know this, and that's called Pesach Besuch L'Rishus HaRabim. What does that mean? Literally, perfect example, this lovely window in front of us. This is called Rishus HaRabim, it's outside, even though it's a little bit of a smaller area. And therefore, you could be miyachted with a woman. It's not called Yigur. He's sitting and talking to a girl in front of a hero. Besides the fact, obviously, you have the full base medrash, and the guy's saying, let's assume it's somewhere. So, do you have a home like this here? Also, let's say the door here. The door is open. But Moshe has all these shilas about what if the door is open or closed, or Moshe says, times have changed, so I have time to change. Does anybody come into someone's house uninvited and open the door? So, if it's my office, you can ask the Shana Aleph guys, Pasha, not one person cares. Nobody ever knocks on the door, they always walk in.
Sure.
I have a full heter. I have no yichud in my office, besides the fact that I have windows that are open. But so there wouldn't be a shaila at all. But in general, that's another heter. Shaila would be today, whether or not the babysitter. So let's say this is also a big shaila. People don't think about this, right? The wife, the husband comes home.
If you're a meeting with like a woman, she's like, if he closed the windows, it's getting.
Yeah, that's called yichud. Chashash is the
daraisa.
No, Yichud. Yichud. According to some, it's Yorik Valiaber, because as I told you, one of the Arias. Others said it.
So you're
pushing
be,
it on that.
Should be in
that. No, you're a lot of work. You work. I remember when I used to work in one of the companies I worked in, the offices had glass. They were glass offices, but they had shades. Most people were normal, they would keep the shades up. So the guy, this is back in the olden days when I was, a loser. I didn't have a big job like now. So I didn't have my own office. I was sitting in a cubicle. So what happened? There was a certain individual. He had a meeting with a woman. And she comes into the office, and both of them, the first thing they think of, they shut the shades. And everybody, first of all, everybody was looking. It was Mama's Meyer sign anyway. It was like, this is not a good thing. Why are they shutting the shades? But I think that would be Yichud. Unless you tie in that someone who's walking in, they don't care. This is going to be the big shaila by a doctor. A doctor has a patient and works on a patient. So what do you think the halacha is? What do you think by a doctor? What?
Your doctor's assistant can walk in.
Oh, so that's new laws. Yeah. So nowadays, you might tie in that as well. Today, doctors are sued for malpractice like nobody's business, certainly in America. In Israel, not so much. What? Yes, some people do. I didn't. But yeah. So that's what we have to define. So here Rav Moshe discusses in source number 3, how far do we take to extent of the shiloh that I just said? Pesach Mesur L'Yerushasarabim. Rav Moshe discusses car travel. So one day, Mirz Hashem, if you haven't done this already, you're shunning bets, you're allowed to. You're going to date a girl. Right? And what's going to happen? You're going to take her out on a date. Let's say you get into a car with her. Is that Yehud? What are you doing?
There are windows.
What?
There are windows.
Oh.
Where are you driving?
So if you have...
There are windows.
If you...
Dark, country road.
Very good. Exactly. So if you're driving a dark country road...
Sure
no. Yehud. Yeah. Yep.
If you got out of the car at that point, then...
Well, what? Yeah. Question, what's the shear of Yehud? Some achlekas. Gemara seems to say, based on Soita, shir miyachid is a shir to cook an egg, I think to eat it as well. We're not talking about a lot of time at all, cooking an egg. So the shir bia, how long? What's the quickest time to make a bia? We're machmir, so when it comes to the yichud room, so we hold that this none of this is true. What do I mean? You say that when it comes to the yichud room is as we know, the Gemara in Kedushin says shtar kesef the Kedushin. Ashkenazim were choshish for all three, as a svarim rabbi. Svarim do yichud under the chuppah itself. So shtickle yichud doesn't make so much sense because we're not really. They put the towels over the head, and that's considered yichud. We're machmir. We go into the yichud room. So if you ever seen this, they go into the yichud room. They spend a lot of time there. They don't spend what we said. So in most cases, I think they spend at least 6 to 8 minutes there. So the person who's the Masada Kedushin has to be very careful. So what happens if this was the yichud room? This is a mamish and aser yuchur. Why? Pesach Pesach Yerushas Arabim. So they're not being miyachet together. So it's not, they don't have to do anything, but it has to be the amount of time that they have to have yuchur, because now they're husband and wife. So like the opposite of what we're talking about. So there are, Soletsky mentioned a shayla that he had with the chassan and kala. Shayla that he had with the chassan and kala. The chassan and kala went to... They went to the yuchur room, and he notices like this, there's a huge window. Pesach Pesach Yerushas Arabim. And at worst, it's a huge parking lot. Everybody's looking in. So he didn't know what to do. So what did he do? He constructed in such a way that in the corner, I guess if you could do this here, right, if I put the bookcase and I moved it, and he said, okay, here's where you have to be. This only. Stay here for 6 to 8, whatever the amount of time you hold. And then they go, wait a minute, but we want to get the food. You know, that's everybody's yichud in the yichud room, you have food. So he moved the table, because I thought it was like a furniture guy moving the food there. So that again, because that's a serious shiloh, you should have that. So in a car. Yes, I don't think that would be. But even though somebody can see across. Right, a guy's on the 68th floor in New York City, and across somebody can see. He's not coming in. I don't know if that's such a. So it comes along where Moshe says in the car the following question. Source number 3. You don't know what a mechonit is, he writes it out for you. Car. It can't be mutter. The object can you see us to hear. The only hetzer would be if it's a place that you're going where there are a lot of cars, what we call a highway. Now, if you're going up to the country, well, whatever that means, you're going up to the country, and there are cars behind you, in front of you, or whatever, every few minutes there's a car that passes, that's mutter.
I like driving. One time I got a ride back from a girl in Hazard.
Yeah.
And it was at night.
Yes, that's a huge problem. Nobody else is in the car. Huge problem.
It was like on a phone or something.
Exactly in half. I'm saying half, that's the typical problem. You're driving back to New York City. I don't think there are cars coming all the time.
I mean, there are cars in the highway, but like, you can't see in the car.
No.
But even still, from that point from the highway to Haas, it's totally pitch black.
Very good. Yeah, so I think that's the serious. That's exactly what Moshe is discussing. Moshe says, What's the head there? I think it's a problem.
Why don't you have a phone before?
No, it doesn't matter. The shadow would be today if you establish some sort of camera system.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So that would be very interesting. So that could be a sniffle huckle for sure. Where somebody, you know that there are people watching you. You know for sure. People act differently always if they know people are watching you. It's a psychological experiment. and when they're faking it even, they say, oh, there are cameras watching. People just are totally going to act different. They use it today in the mashgiach job, so where they don't have a mashgiach physically going, but they have a mashgiach watching. So a big shaila today, how the technology would play a role in kashrus. Certainly when it comes to yichud, one would assume that if there is an ema, if somebody's really watching, then and you would be nervous that it's in the room and you know that he's watching the whole time. So I think that's true. That's true. The whole concept of web chaver, which I'm sure you've heard of, an important thing to reiterate during Shovavim, is that every website you've been on goes to a chaver of yours. Hopefully somebody who cares. So if it's somebody who himself has his own problems as well, he's going to be like, don't worry about it, I saw what you went on last night. Ah, it's okay. We all make mistakes. But if it's the worst thing to do, by the way, everybody says this. I think Rabbi Reisen was the one who made it very popular. So Rabbi Reisen says, don't have your wife on web chaver. You shouldn't get it. Yeah, you shouldn't get it. Why? Your wife shouldn't get it. So he said, because
you
shouldn't get the list of websites you've been on. Because sometimes you're going to be machshil, and that's going to be really bad for your marriage. Saying, send it to somebody who's going to give you muster and say, listen, you know, you got to get back on the path. Don't do this. I saw you on the gambling site last night, or even worse than that. Well, be careful.
What about a case of an office, like a security camera in your office?
No, so the question is, how much are they really watching? That's what I'm wondering. So if you're scared, somebody asked for Solosko to give this year about, what about a case, I would say it's funny, because oftentimes people ask Shilohs of what's going on in their life. It says, guy works in an office building, he's there late at night, it's just him and a woman together. So, I'll open the door. So he works in an office building, and what happens? So it's him and another woman late at night, but there's a security guard that's always walking around. So what does this guy say? The guy asks the question. Goes, but you don't care about the security guard. So what? He sees this all the time. He walks around, he sees people all the time doing this. This is what people do in the office buildings, Rahman al-Sultan, late at night. He doesn't do it. He's just checking to see there's no robbers. So, as he said, it's still yichud. We're hoping that you'll be a person that's going to care, that's going to have some busha. So that's still considered to be the Yisr of yichud. So Rav Moshe here says that it's a big problem. Again, as I said, first of all, if you have tinted windows, you're definitely awesome. Right? Tinted windows, nobody can see them. I once had such a car. Well, the elevators, I didn't discuss here. Elevators are Shiloh. Yeah. So
you're going to stop. Let's say you're going to 10th floor.
No. So if you go in the Empire State Building, so the Empire State Building goes fat. It goes from one floor. I once had a meeting on the Empire State Building, the 86th floor. So there's express elevators. That's what they have in all the office buildings today. They don't want chas v'shalom. You should go on an elevator from the 86th floor that's going to stop on every floor. It'll take you 2 years. So it goes directly and doesn't stop on any floor until it gets to whatever floor. So the question is, Ramesh has this true, but it depends how long it takes. It takes the amount of time, as I told you before, and you're in a yichud with a woman. And so that's also. The question is, what about if you can today you can't do this. You could always automatic stop it.
Right.
So nowadays, I think in New York City, most of them have cameras. I don't think, do we have that we're going to stop it? I'm not so sure.
Yes. So.
But there's also a chance of the elevator.
Yeah. But I don't think we have to be choshesh that maybe the elevator gets stuck. And then Shema, that's like you know, Amos Abalaleh doesn't apply when you have a case like that. So that's what I would say when it comes to that case. So again, back in the cars, if it's tinted windows, and if it's so long, so Ramosha clearly answers it. I just want to see.
For being stuck in an elevator is probably like the worst thing.
Yeah, but again, if you know that there's a camera in it, so I think that would be good. So as I said before, so let me just do the elevator. So the Gemara, as I said before, the Gemara in Sota, in Daf Dalet, says the amount of time it takes to roast an egg and swallow it. So they ask how long is that in minutes itself. Could be as little as 35 seconds to 3 minutes. That's it. So most posts can say that an elevator alone would be mutter. Why? Because number one, people are always getting on, they could always do that, and that's not the Shir of Yuchud. Rav Moshe says, as I said, Tzitzel Yezer, Rishlomo Zalman Arba Chazas, and his Micha Shlomo, Ravadi Yosef already, Rishab Jisanim Rufu Shlemi, Ravadi Yosef is in the hospital, in a mini stroke on Shabbos. So Ravadi says that one should not ride with a woman alone on an elevator, because it's going to last more than 3 minutes, and especially women today that are dressed inappropriately, it's not appropriate. This question, what kind of elevators do we have today that are uninterrupted for sure for 3 minutes? I'm not sure. I think if I remember correctly, when I went in this elevator, they went all the way up to the 86th floor. I even think that was like a few, it wasn't 3 minutes for sure. Maybe it was 30 seconds. I'm not sure. Okay, so... Yeah. So that's the Shiloh. So the Rav Moshe, again, as I said, you have to be careful that there's going to be no heter. However, says Rav Moshe something very, very interesting. This is very interesting. I bolded it. Gam mishum eva yesh lahater. He says in the case, b'mechonit, k'moshi iriba zeharbe pamin b'moit hakayetz. This happens a lot in the summers. And what happens? Right, he doesn't allow a ride. He's a taxi cab driver. And he says, I'm sorry, honey, I can't take you because... shouldn't say honey. Sorry, miss, I can't take you because it's Yichud. So if we choose Ava, they're going to hate us. They're going to be like, oh, the Jews never take him anyway. Or a woman's on the side of the road and you see that she has a flat tire. She says, please, can you take me to a gas station? I'm sorry, I can't take her to the gas station because no, it's Yichud. And she's like, what the heck are you talking about? She's going to call her husband and say, well, chutzpah, the Jews are... So he says, if that shasat chak, you could do that. You would be able to, I don't know, you know, roll down the window and put your hand out the window the whole time. Yes, I would see appear to be that would be a problem, I think. Right? That's what we said. If you go in private places, for sure. Rav Wallenberg in source number 4, Rav Eliezer Wallenberg in source number 4, has a kuntras on Israel Yichud. There's many shiles on it. He discusses in the doctor's office, similar to Rav Moshe says as well. What do you think about a doctor? So, number one, there's two heterim here. Heter number one is that, is a doctor really going to risk everything he has in his life? Right? Push it, what happens? A guy gets caught. The doctor gets caught, he gets told on, he loses his license. He's done. Now he loses his license for 5 seconds. For the rest of his life, he loses his license. So that's number one. Number two, as I said, maybe there's not going to be a chashash over here. So he says, v'yafilu kishasoyger.
I don't think I said nothing about that term.
Oh, so he says, good. Im yal im gam yesh biyado eishas aroite. Oh, biyado is a different sniff from the hakel. Mishahu. If there's somebody there, like a nurse, somebody could always come back and forth. This is really the way it is today. So then, for sure, it's not outside. This is an office too. You know that you tell everybody, hey, I'm going to a meeting now. Please come in whenever you want. It's not a private meeting. Sometimes it's the opposite, right? Not that this is not the same case with Yichud, but sometimes you know Rabboz is meeting. Somebody says, "Ooh, Rabboz is meeting with Levi. Don't go in there. He's really upset, right?" Another guy, right? So right. Don't go in there. So that would be Yichud. Everybody knows that he shouldn't walk in because this is a boy and a boy. I'm not talking about that. But in a case like that where I'm in a meeting with somebody, I'm about to fire the person, right? And that's what you think or whatever. And it's a woman, so it's a problem. That's Yichud. But he said no. But it's different over here. So if there's somebody going back and forth, yeah. Then he says, "V'noisav l'chol sodi ha'leka." He says like this: "A rov v'gam b'tzad heter klal noisavu." Why? The gabei. That he's not going to risk his entire profession for this. If you look in the Shul of the Radbaz and Chel Gimel Tav Pei Aleph, it says a kasab le'inyon nashim ha'avodas eitz ba'al malacha nachrim ba'al edid yichud. This is also Shaila. I was just in somebody's office last week, and he's the head of an office. And I walked in, there were 5 women that work for him and just him. So some asked the Shaila, the Radbaz asked the Shaila, would it be mutter? Why? It's 5 women. Okay, he said, why? Because it's not, is that so appropriate? Yeah, but he says, Yichud, it's not. Right? Because they're Baal Munim, he's not going to go ahead. I think, believe me, what you're saying is that Maishas of Chol Yom, we see that it's not, doesn't happen. We see plenty of cases where doctors did bad things. In fact, there's a case. Right. Rav Zilberstein has a case about a woman. A little bit off topic, but about a woman who doesn't love her doctor. It's a funny story. And every time he goes in, and she always says, "You're a bad doctor. You didn't cure me." This that. Finally, one time she goes in, she's screaming at him. "You make me wait for 40 minutes, and you're a horrible doctor. I came last time, you didn't help me. What are you doing? You don't even know what you're doing." He can't take it anymore. Every week, he just smacks her across the face, slaps her. "Enough already," he says. She's like shocked, and he's shocked that he did it. And she runs out of the office, and he starts running after. "Please, please, please! I'll do anything." He says, "I'm going to lose my license if you report me." She says, "I have to think about it." So before she could even think about it, he calls the house and he says, "Listen, I really screwed up here, and I'm going to lose my license if you're telling me. Let me make it worth your while." He says, "I'll give you $5,000. $5,000. She goes, husband comes home, what's a good, nice Jewish husband going to say? $5,000. If he's already offering you money, take $100,000. Right? Some crazy stuff, I forgot what it was. So he calls back and he says, listen, I want $100,000, whatever. So he realizes he won't be able to practice medicine anymore. What is he going to do? So he gives her the money. So now she's by Yom Kippur. Now it's Erev Yom Kippur. She feels really bad. The shaila was, is that, but the shaila was, what happens in the case? And she'll be surprised. I won't tell you because I don't remember. So I don't remember what the I don't remember. I think he passed that you don't have to return the money. That he understood what he was getting into, and he's about it, right? Because it, I don't know. Question is, I'm not talking about chas v'shalom. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking about a case where he did something charig, where he says, he molested somebody, and he said, give me $100,000. I won't tell anybody. I'm not talking chas v'shalom. There, it's a mamash. You have to tell the authorities. It's a mitzvah to tell the authorities. Here, I don't think it's the same. Says the Sitz Eliezer. So therefore, according to Radbaz, so we're not as nervous. And then he writes it. He says. And all these sniffing hakel, therefore you could be a doctor and you could close the door, it's fine as long as you know people are going to come in, or stam the, there's a, nowadays I don't think it's a shiloh because people know that doctors are always back and forth, people can always come in, and that and they make it that way because of malpractice. Number five, what about a case where we know for sure it can't lead to bia? It won't lead to bia, it's just almost impossible. So here comes source number five, the shaloh shuzman chasasir on the other side. This is probably one of the first people in the history of the world to quote the Minchas Asher because it came out a month ago. But certainly the first people to have it photocopied for you to see. I apologize, it's copyrighted. Yes. And he says like this. And here's the din. Listen to this case. He has actually a longer tshuva on this later on. But he gives a synopsis of this. Nebuch. You have a case where a father dies and the father is going to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. The wife finds herself, I guess, on a trip or something. She's in the middle of nowhere. She's in South America. The Nifter Aviv Eretz Yisrael, and she wants to get there. The only way she can get to a plane that's going to Eretz Yisrael is she has to take one of those little putt-putt planes. And she has to take that plane to America to get to hop on the plane. The only thing is that there's only going to be one driver, one, what do we call it, pilot? The pilot and her. That's how little of a plane it is. So now she's Chashash Lich Yichud. Oh! That's what he says. Is there an Isser Yichud? No! He says it like this. Techol Isser Yichud Eino Ella Mechashash Bia. He can't have relations with her. You're a Taiti. And Klalef Sharuchi. He can't get up. They're all going to die. And that he's not going to risk. Eino Yacho L'Regalo Zevetarag. Unless, well, you could ask, what about autopilot? I guess this small plane doesn't have autopilot. But he says, if it doesn't, I guess he didn't say anything about autopilot here. So he says, what, it's going to be worth it to him to die? That can't be. Fine. And therefore, he says, it's an Yichud. But in fact,
are we just worried about Bia? Or are we worried about, like...
Yeah. In the case of Yichud, they're worried about Bia. Fooling around is bad, too. But that's what we're worried about here. He quotes the Shulchan Shlomo, the Shlomo Zalman Arach, of course, where Shlomo Zalman says, Isser Yichud b'mei sh'isaf ishu l'toich. Right, he goes into his, he sees Nebuchadnezzar, a woman, she has to go to the hospital, in the middle of Yehuda and Shomron, somewhere, right, in the middle of horrible Arab villages, horrible, horrible thing, right? Nobody ever pulls over there, because you're going to get killed. But just Nebuchadnezzar is on YouTube, they posted on Friday, two Hasidim left Shar Shechem, and Arabs saw them, and I guess they saw there were no police officers, and they started pelting them with snowballs. And Mamish, these guys, you should see, it's terrible. Mamish, terrible. It's like, reminds me of, Nazi Germany when they used to do this in Mamish. And they were defenseless. They were too, they're throwing snow in their face. Mamish, terrible. So there are certain neighborhoods you're not going to pull over in, no matter what's happening. You get out of there. So Shulchan Shlomo says, in this case where he's taking a woman to the hospital, he can't pull over anyway, even an ambulance driver. He can't pull over. Nowadays you don't have one guy in the ambulance drivers. So he said there's no Yisrael Yichud there either. There can't be. It's impossible. He's not going to have relations with her because he has to get out of where he is now. It's a dangerous neighborhood. Mamish, Rachman Olson, he sees a woman who just got stoned, she's bleeding, and he hops and he says, get in my car, I'll take you to the hospital. He says, there's Yisrael Yichud there. He's not pulling over. He just that's what he says. Then, the last one is Shailos Tshuvas Minchas Asher. Once again, practically you're not going to get caught. Why won't you get caught? Listen to this Shailah, you're not going to believe it. Ma'aseh Shailah Kachalia, you have Rachman Olson, a person who's in a wheelchair, is confined to a wheelchair, he's a paraplegic, and he has a Filipino guy who works all the time, he's always taking care of him. So now ask Rav Asher Weiss, What happens? Can this Filipino sleep in the house? Why? Isn't it Isser Yichud? He could be alone with the woman. Why do I say that? The husband can't get up. He's not Amos Abala. What's she going to be embarrassed? The husband's paraplegic. He can't get out of bed. He went to bed now. He's going to sleep. So even if he thinks maybe he hears, so what is he going to do? Start screaming. But she says, number one, he quotes the Chazon Ish says, Esher, Debal, Kazeh, Ain Amos Baalaleh. Even though in other cases it's not true, here, where's the Amos Baal? The Gam Yesh, Lachshush, Kasher, Yagur, Hagoy, Bebeis, Azug, Betimidus, is going to be ghastly, bro. One of the most important things, and I'm sorry I left it for the end of the shir, that you have to be aware of, and I don't know why people aren't aware of this, is the Gemara discusses something called ghastly, bro. Gaslibo means all these heterim, potentially, certainly Baal Be'ir doesn't apply when Gaslibo, when your heart is close to the person. So for example, if you have an old girlfriend that comes over, in the case of a woman, she has an old boyfriend comes over, Baal Be'ir doesn't apply anymore. Why? Because the potential of them having yichud and them trying to get away with it, and because there's a connection there, that's called Gaslibo. This is a $1 million question today, if you will. Or $25,000 or a million shekel. And that's a question of what? What do we consider all relationships we have today with women? A guy works every day with a woman. Every single day he sees her. Every single day he's with her. Every single day. So is that considered gospel? He has conversations all the time, all the schmoozes with her. So now they're going to be alone, and he always thought about having a relationship with her. And she, man, maybe they talk about things. And now that second, they say, again, the chashash is that the cleaning lady's in the house, and he's going to start now to strike up a conversation, and 2 hours later, but an old girlfriend, even a close relative, possibly, that is a shirishah of gaslibo. I'll tell you something amazing. There are some poskim who say that bring down, that's a choynim, even say, I think the Aruch HaShulchan brings this down, that what happened, maybe even Pesach Pesuch just a rabban doesn't apply. I am leaving the door open, it's unlocked, everybody can come in. I'm not scared! It's my boy, it's my old boyfriend. Come on, let's go. Very, very interesting hetter. And therefore he's chashash here, he's an unbelievable chashash. He thinks that maybe because today she is now friendly, she talks every day to this Filipino guy. They eat dinner together, they eat breakfast together. That's gaslibo. There's a connection there, and that's a problem. Then he says something unbelievable. Chiddush nifla ad ma'oid. I can't understand. One second, let me just say this. Mitzias geber zar. This guy's an illegal guy, or just he's a farm worker. Uprat goy bebe zugze. Kishabal choyle merache chasvisham. Yochol leilich acha yitzira. Right, and he's going to rape her. He's always thinking about her. He's got no women. This guy's a Filipino. He hasn't seen a woman, you know. And so he loves this woman. He's gonna. It's a very interesting chiddush, and therefore he's gonna try to. He's gonna try his best to try to convince her to have relations. He's got nothing in his life. Right? He's even if he's married. His entire family's in the Philippines. He's sending them money every week. So he says, I'm even choshish for that. And Prada, can you imagine the case of an Ashes Cohen and all these different problems? Anyway, he brings down why this would be true, because it's not the same case as I told you in the case of somebody who's terminally ill, where there would be there would be the case of Baal Be'ir because he can get up at any time. There isn't in Pacha Nira. And he says this is different in this case. In the Shelus Tshuvas that he quotes in the name of the Dvar Halacha, so he writes B'chol Mesukim Shiyesh Lo Gidul Beroisha. Right, Nebuch is a tumor. And he's why is he going to get up? He's got headaches all the time. No, we still hold that there could be the union of Amos about now. Hareisha Usul is Yachid Gam Im Shenoita Lamus. Right, even if he's mamish, still we say Baal Be'ir. Even if he's right, he's mamish. That would be the case. Yeah.
What about a case of great loss? If at a time of pressing time, they didn't have time to because he was going to lose a lot out of it. He felt late for a meeting.
I mean, I don't think so because, again, he knows he's away. Let's say he's about to get onto a flight. He's about to get on the flight, so he's not stupid. He's gonna risk losing his flight. Yeah. So what? So lose the flight. He'll make up some story why he missed the flight. There's so many cases like this. So I don't think we could rely on that, or even a case of we could call it hefsed meruba. He's not going to do anything now, because if he does it, right, we said that there's a case of umanut, that he's going to lose his license, he's going to lose his whole profession. In some cases, maybe that applies. Here we apply it to doctors. Doctors are considered to be a chashuv zad. I don't know what the story is with lawyers and accountants. I don't know if you think you're going to lose your license.
Let's say it's an hour and a half ride, and he has a half an hour exactly to get this meeting, and he wants to give this girl a ride, whatever this meeting is.
She'll miss the meeting.
Huh?
You never think he missed the meeting. I've heard crazier stories. Again, you're right. There are stories where Baalah Be'ir, and she still has the affair, and she knows the husband might come home. She's got a tie of ship.
But that, by not going to the meeting, lose out on $100,000.
I don't think. I think that the Eight Zahara sometimes plays tricks on us. I don't think. It's a very interesting question. It'll have to be asked to a competent poiseg. But I don't think that would be enough of a heter in my mind. I don't think it would be enough of a heter. Well, what I said in the middle of this year, so we'll end off with, as I said, I don't need the Sefer Teiman to tell me this, but we know that this is the time where we should be thinking about Shovim, so we should be thinking about the Isurim, like Yuchan, and all these other things. So I think this is a very, very important topic to concentrate on. Whatever profession you're going to go into, Emir Tzoshem, so you have to really work it around, that there shouldn't be Shilas of Yuchan. These are major business Shilas, and people, Nebuch Lo Aleinu, there are marriages that are broken because of people who got themselves in situations they shouldn't have been in from the first place. Yuchad is an amazing, and certainly an amazing takana of Chazal. Certainly, possibly not a takana, but an Issa Daraisa. But something that really has amazing thought to it. Because the more, but again, the question I have today, which I'm not the only person to say this, is how do we apply Liba Gospel? I wonder how you know, because people know people all the time. I think most poskim don't agree that you can go as far as to say that that liba gospel and you pass up pesuch l'rishos harabim. So then generally you're not going to do anything. And again, I consider today, I don't think it has to be an old girlfriend, somebody who you have some sort of relationship with, and you talk to. I don't say flirting necessarily or inappropriate, but it's an open conversations that happen all the time. This is generally what happens in work. Person doesn't want to be a hermit, so he talks to women at work. So something you should really, really be careful for, and especially during this time, you should consider this. This is a huge shiloh at work, and you should always consider, and you guys just said about the ride, this is maisha maishashaya, meaning it could happen. Person's going to ride home, and this is it. So you got to think to himself, how to get around that. Just one possible sniff lahakya, if this ever happens, it happens to me sometimes, where I have a cleaning lady. The cleaning lady comes to the house, I have a cleaning lady, she comes to the house on Thursdays. So I'm going to say, just go to the yeshiva. So what happens, I don't know, I'm not feeling well, So then what you can do is, one of the hetayim is you can call a friend who lives on the block, whatever, and say, listen, I'm leaving my door open. I'm telling you now, please come to the house whenever you want. The door's open. So you believe that he's going to come. Not you call him and he says, I'm in Yerushalayim. I can't come now. So I have a friend like this, and he's whenever I've called him, he always comes over. He's got nothing to do anyway. So like it's unfortunate because like you know I'm busy getting ready for work, and he's like, hey, I'm here. Are you doing anything? You're okay? I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I'm trying to get ready for work. He's like, come on, let's smooth. You know. So that's exactly what you need. Just finally, my last story. I once had this Shiloh. I didn't realize this until after. I had a Shiloh once with my lovely mother-in-law. So I was coming home from when my daughter was born, and as I'm coming home from the hospital, I realize, oh my God, my kids are sleeping in the house. My mother-in-law is home alone. My father-in-law had to go to work, and what am I going to do now? I got to use Shiloh. Tzichu, mamish, tzichu. I didn't know what to do. So I called Rabbi Zaleski, I think at the time. So Rabbi Zaleski, I get a mazel tov. Mazel tov, I got a girl. And now I got a problem. So I tell him what the problem is. I said, I'm going to tell my mother-in-law to go home. So it was in the middle of the night already. But of course, I knew Rabbi Zaleski, I could call in the middle of the night. So he says, perfect. He says, come, I have a pitaron for you. Don't worry. Come to my house right before. I said, Rabbi, it's late already. Come to my house. I come to the house. He says, give me the keys to your house. So I gave him the key. I had the front door key. I gave him the back door key. He says, I'm coming over. Tonight, I'm coming over. Don't set your alarm. I'm going to come over at some point in the night. Be aware. So I actually was really scared. So I didn't set the alarm. And I went to sleep. So that is some of their heter. Maybe I shouldn't be sharing this on, you know, if this is going on Wadi Torah, because obviously we have to ask in each situation and who I was, and there was a Shas Tzak here. But I'm not saying you should use this to passing your own halacha, but you see that there are possibly potential heterim of, again, even though the door is locked, it's a pesach solution, because you can come in any time in the middle of the night. and you know that your rabbi is going to come in, and you know this rabbi, you know for sure he's already up anyway till God knows how late at night learning. So it's possible. So that would create a situation where, besides the fact that there was more of a heter, I think, because we had kids that were of the age that could wake up at any time. Okay, but that's not the point. But a person should be aware and be very careful of this. She'll be zochet to keep these halachas and have no problems ever, and to keep the kedusha the Rabbanu Shalom gave specifically to Klal Yisrael.